So this encounter with God is critical. Some of us are Christians because we grew up in Christian families. Some of us are Christians because we were baptized as babies. Some of us are Christians because it's how civilized. I mean, how can you be kafiri mukosadini, pagan? No, I'm a Christian. But we cannot, like Moses, be able to say, yes, I met the Lord in the bush. I met the Lord in the desert. I met the Lord when I was in Form 2. I met the Lord when I was in the university. I met the Lord, you know. This not wanting to hear God for yourself has very serious repercussions. Because since you don't know his voice, it will be difficult to go to him. You don't trust him to speak. So you therefore become the kind of a leader who relies totally on your own wisdom. You are not able to tap from eternity, not able to tap from the heavenly forces, because you don't know how to contact God, because you don't even trust him. You have never met him. If you truly want resources from heaven, you need to stop in your tracks and go to God in prayer, seeking to meet him and to know him, so that you be a leader who relies on God, because you have met the Lord and you know the Lord. That's why we normally say he's my personal savior. Personal, because although he's the savior of the whole world, I have met him myself. I know him. I'm not a Christian because of my parentage. I'm a Christian because I've met him for myself. It then means in my leadership, I can cry to him, aware that he's going to answer me. I know him.